This morning on WCHL, there are a few residual school delays this morning. We'll let you know the latest. Keenan Flagler has its next dean.
I'm very excited and greatly honored. And it's a wonderful school. The university has been great to me, and to be asked to do this is a real highlight for me.
The university has set another external review in motion, this time surrounding the claims set out by Mary Willingham.
I've already told you what I think. I think it's a fair question. Can we verify that with outside experts? That process is going on right now. As soon as we have the data back, we'll let you know.
And Orange County's health director is North Carolina's director of the year. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the 2014 football schedule, puts Carolina in another Thursday night game, this time on the road against its arch rival. Plus, the UNC women have continued their climb through the basketball top 10 and take their number 7 ranking to Chestnut Hill tonight. And
Alexander Julian has put some more bounce into the Bouncing Bulldogs.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. It is 18 degrees this morning. It is really cold out there. Partly sunny skies today. High today only in the middle 30s, but at least it will get up above freezing today. We do have some winds expected later on in the day with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. But all in all, a fairly nice day, but initially very cold. Some special announcements as far as schools are concerned to pass along to you this morning. First of all, the Orange County schools are on a two-hour delay. Elementary schools begin at 9:55, middle schools at 10:20, and high schools begin at 10:45. Once again, that is the Orange County school system. The Alamance Burlington schools are on a three-hour delay. Orange Charter School on a two-hour delay, and Person County schools delayed by 2 hours. Otherwise, everybody is working on a normal schedule as far as we know. Once again, Orange County schools, two-hour delay. Alamance Burlington, three-hour delay. Orange Charter School, two-hour delay. And Person County schools are on a two-hour delay. We have all of that information on our website at chapelborough.com. The Associate Dean of the MBA at UNC program and Mead H. Willis Distinguished Professor of Taxation, Douglas A. Shackelford, has been recommended as the Keenan Flagler Business School's next dean. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
By presenting the recommendation to the Board of Trustees this week, Chancellor Carol Folt and Executive Vice Chancellor and Provost Jim Dean approved the selection made by the search committee led by J School Dean Susan King. Board of Trustees meeting this week. With the confirmation by the BOT, Shackelford will replace Jack Evans, who has been serving as interim dean since Jim Dean was chosen as UNC's provost last year. Although the search was international, the hire was internal, the second in a row for Keenan Flagler, as Jim Dean, the immediate predecessor, was promoted from senior associate dean back in 2008. Shackelford graduated from UNC in 1980 with a business degree. In the mid to late 80s, he earned his PhD from the University of Michigan. He served on the UNC faculty since 1990. His research and teaching focuses on taxes and business strategy, and he's held the position of associate dean at MBA at UNC since 2010. He's also spent some time off campus in the private sector. Before returning to teach from 1981 to 1985, he worked as a senior tax consultant for Arthur Anderson and Company in Boston and Greensboro. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
University of North Carolina Provost Jim Dean said that he stands by the university's analysis, which refutes the claims made by Mary Willingham that a majority of student-athletes have subpar reading skills. At a Board of Trustees committee meeting on Wednesday, Dean said that the university has commissioned an independent review of Willingham's data to verify if UNC's take is true. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
I've already told you what I think. I think it's a fair question. Can we verify that with outside experts? That process is going on right now. As soon as we have the data back, we'll let you know.
That's Dean. He said that Willingham's raw data set and methodology will be independently evaluated by an outside group comprised of experts in educational testing, with a report based on the group's findings to follow. He estimated that they will return the results within a couple of weeks. Dean said following a Board of Trustees University Affairs Committee meeting that he couldn't release the names of the experts at this time. Willingham, a former athletics tutor, sparked the latest UNC scandal when she told CNN in the now infamous article that 60% of the 183 UNC athletes she researched read between a 4th and 8th grade reading level. Last week, UNC Chancellor Carol Folt, Director of Admissions Steve Farmer, and Dean fired back, saying that Willingham's methodology was incorrect and based on a vocabulary test that wasn't designed to measure reading levels. Willingham told WNCN Wednesday that the way Dean explained her data analysis was, quote, 100% incorrect. UNC faculty chair Jan Boxell acknowledged that some student-athletes come in less prepared than their peers and face many challenges.
Can we say that everybody got the same kind of education? Nobody does. So I think we provide an opportunity for everyone to have a quality education. People make choices, and so they have the opportunities to do lots.
During the committee meeting, Dean also outlined the progress of the Student Athlete Academic Initiatives Working Group. The working group, which began meeting last September, is examining current practices and policies that govern the approximately 100 student athletes at Carolina. The goal is to document student athletes from recruitment to graduation. Members of the working group include Dean Farmer and Bubba Cunningham, Director of Athletics. There are 22 processes governing the lives of student athletes. Dean said the working group has documented about 8 or 9 of them.
We have now documentation of the admissions process, some of the registration processes. This is how we're going to govern student athletes from the academic side going forward.
A detailed public document mapping all of the changes that will have been made will be released when the working group's efforts are completed.
We hope that the work that we do will be useful to other universities around the country because the issues that we're facing, you know this, are not unique.
Boxell added that there will be a national sports summit held in Chapel Hill on May 2nd and 3rd called True Sport U, the impact of college athletics on education, youth sport, and American culture. The summit was organized by leaders from UNC and Penn State, two universities that have felt the effects of sports scandals. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. More news in just a moment.
How would you like to drive a brand new BMW for $329 per month? That's a brand new 2014 BMW 320i for $329 per month. Wow! I'm Gerald Des Moines, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill, and I'm going to spend this first month in the new year redefining what makes us better than our competition. The Performance Promise, which is value, service, and people. Let's start with value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, lease a 2014 BMW 320i for $329 per month. Wow! We just don't want happy customers. We want fanatical fans. That's service. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your wow. Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmwchapelhill.com.
Stock number P4183, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $39.98 total down, $549 admin fee and tag fee extra. Payment plus tax. Based on MSRP of $35,575 and selling price of $33,900. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models. Take delivery before 1/31/2014.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence. Wow!
The happiest girls in the Triangle, they're the ones with the rings from Diamonds Direct, North Carolina's direct diamond importer.
I like bling. I wanted a nice big center diamond, and that's what it has. And it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Because you want a really great ring, something unusual, and you want a big rock.
Don't compromise, guys. Get her the ring she'll love to show off with a bigger diamond at a one-of-a-kind designer setting at Diamonds Direct.
They have a lot of designers, more so than anyone we've checked so far.
Tacori, Verbraggio, Jack Collage, Simon G., Henry Dossi, the most sought-after rings in America are right here.
With the amount of choices that you have here, you're bound to get something that nobody else has, and that's what I think I got.
And the value at Diamonds Direct, absolutely unbeatable.
You go to some places and you have your set budget, and you just walk out of there thinking, that's not what I wanted. I wanted something bigger. And every girl dreams about having this huge rock on her finger. But when it comes time to pay for it, certain jewelers, you just can't get it. And I walked in here and I'm just blown away.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes, outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
I love this store.
18 degrees, 6:15 at WCHL. Dr. Colleen Bridger, Orange County's Health Director, has been named the North Carolina Health Director of the Year. The award was given on Wednesday by the North Carolina Association of Local Health Director. Bridger was recognized for her outstanding leadership in public health and involvement in community activities.
It was so much fun. If I could only win one award, this would be the award I would want to win.
Bridger said that what made this award so special was that she was nominated by her co-workers and was selected by other health directors in the state. She said the honor wouldn't have been possible without the hard work of her colleagues in the Orange County Health Department, a team that Bridger said has been recognized for its innovation.
I love to be associated with that wonderful reputation and to help lead the organization to continue to push that envelope and let's figure out new and better ways to do what we do.
The nomination cited Bridger's work on health policies such as the smoking ban in Orange County, which took effect last July.
That was a long process that resulted in one of the most comprehensive smoking bans in the nation, which is amazing, in North Carolina.
Bridger said she's also proud of the health department's work with the naloxone distribution to counter the life-threatening effects of opioid overdoses.
If somebody is suffering from an overdose of an opiate-based drug, then we have the medication to counteract that and save that person's life.
Bridger has been the health director in Orange County since October of 2011. Town planners call the chance to redevelop the Ephesus Church Fordham Boulevard area a watershed moment in Chapel Hill's history. The town council reviewed the plan last night. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Members of the business and development community turned out last night to cheer along the Chapel Hill Town Council as the council took the first steps in a process to rezone 190 acres in the Ephesus Church Fordham Boulevard area. Jeremy Browner runs a law office on Legion Road.
I rise in support of this plan wholeheartedly. I believe that it would bring much-needed private investment to encourage commercial redevelopment in Chapel Hill.
The Ephesus Fordham Renewal Plan is the result of nearly a decade of planning to redevelop an area currently known for vacant lots and twisted intersections. The plan calls for the council to reconfigure the intersection of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard, extend Elliott Road, and create new mixed-use zoning codes that allow 3 to 7 stories of commercial and residential development. It's also an experiment in what is, for Chapel Hill, a new type of zoning called form-based code. Using form-based code, the council will set parameters for development, including building height, setbacks, and parking guidelines for each zone. Once these are in place, individual developers will not need to bring their projects before the council if they meet the established criteria. Town Manager Roger Stancil says this will provide clarity for both developers and the council.
We have proposed a form-based code for this district that clarifies and streamlines the development process and improves predictability for the developer. We are testing the assumption that if we are clear in what we want, we might get it.
In addition to spurring redevelopment and expanding the town's commercial tax base, Stancil says the plan will also address the longstanding traffic and flooding problems that have plagued the area for decades.
The rezoning creates the opportunity for new tax revenues that allow us to solve problems that the community has not been able to afford to resolve in the past.
Town planners said individual redevelopment projects have been scuttled in the past due to the high cost of required road and stormwater improvements. Instead, the town will invest in the improvements up front and be paid back incrementally as development occurs within the district. The $10 million investment in infrastructure will be financed using Chapel Hill Town Hall as collateral. Business manager Ken Penoyer explained the money will also cover the recently approved town hall renovations.
So basically, this is a strategy of using the collateral created by one project to cover two projects, which is not all that uncommon in using installment financing.
The majority of the 26 speakers at last night's public hearing lauded the plan as an exciting opportunity to change the way business is done in Chapel Hill. Others were more wary, worried that form-based code will remove public input from the development approval process. Critics wanted more specifics on how and when stormwater and transit improvements would occur. Some council members also expressed doubts, as the form-based code model does not allow the council to mandate affordable housing, green space, or energy-efficient design. Still most, including Lee Storo, were optimistic about the plan.
There are a lot of challenges moving forward, and I think we've heard a lot of them from the public and the council tonight. But my God, that is a challenged area of town right now that has so much potential and I think a lot of excitement.
The council voted unanimously to adopt a 2-month timeline for the approval of the plan. A public information session is scheduled for February 20th. The council will likely take a vote on the Ephesus Fordham rezoning on March 24th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:20. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic is brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only 3 Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Rand Northam in the newsroom, as usual this morning. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning. And if you spot anything that's out of the ordinary, call him in the newsroom, 919-9678-363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL, whatever you do. Please communicate with us safely. And nothing to report right now, but that situation will certainly change a little bit later on. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Wouldn't you like a cup right now? Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. 18 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny, high today in the middle 30s. And it's going to be windy later on in the day as well. Tonight, partly cloudy, then clearing after midnight, overnight low about 11. The winds are going to continue. Wind chill values as low as zero tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 20s. Wind chill values about the same. Then tomorrow night, clear with a low down around 17. On the weekend, it's going to get a little warmer. On Saturday, we'll be in the low 40s. Saturday night, low 20s. And then on Sunday, in the middle 40s. So at least there's a little bit of relief in sight, but certainly not much. And it's time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. 2014 Tar Heel football schedule is out now, and Carolina faces a tough yet entertaining schedule. WCHL's Matt Oakes breaks it down.
Tar Heel football has been making some noise away from the field in the past week with the impending hire of Seth Luttrell as the new offensive coordinator, coupled with a successful recruiting visit weekend in Chapel Hill. Inside Carolina's Don Callahan says he believes Luttrell, the former offensive coordinator at Arizona and Indiana, is a good fit for the Tar Heels.
Boy, played for Mike Leach, who loves to spread it around, loves to throw it around, has done great things at Indiana. So I think he fits perfectly in, you know, what North Carolina is going to do.
Callahan says head coach Larry Fedora wanted someone whose offensive philosophy aligned with his own to fill the vacancy.
Obviously, Coach Fedora did not want to bring in a guy with a pro-style power offense background. He wanted somebody that basically had the same sort of philosophy that, you know, the up-tempo, the no-huddle, spreading the ball around. Obviously, they want to have that chemistry.
The 2014 Tar Heel recruiting class, ranked number 18 by Rivals.com, continues to be filled out. Last weekend, UNC hosted all but one of its verbal commitments, and Callahan says Carolina all but locked up two more solid additions to the squad in top-notch punter Corbin Daly and the speedy wide receiver Devin Perry.
The thing with Perry first is, I mean, he brings speed. You know, North Carolina's camp, he ran 2.44 40s, you know, so he brings speed, you know, has great hands, great route running. So he's the type of guy who can really take the top off of a defense. You know, with Corbin Daly, I mean, like I mentioned, you know, he's an All-American punter, and those type of guys are invaluable.
UNC kicker Thomas Moore proved to be wayward at times for the Tar Heels in 2013, misfiring on 4 out of his 5 field goal attempts from outside 40 yards.
You know, some exciting things going on off the field for Carolina football, and we'll tell you all about that schedule that was released yesterday later on in the morning here on WCHL. Pretty exciting schedule. The number 7 North Carolina women's basketball team travels to Winston-Salem tonight to take on Wake Forest for a 7 o'clock kickoff. WCHL's Rand Northam has more details on that game. Coming up in right now, he's back.
The 16-3, 5-1 Tar Heels come into the game winners of 11 of their last 12 games, while the Demon Deacons, now 10-8, 1-4, earned their first ACC victory on Monday against Clemson. Carolina has owned the head-to-head matchup in recent times. The Heels have won the last 10 meetings with the Deacs. Freshman sensation Diamond DeShields averaged 18 points for UNC in the pair of wins last week and was named to the John R. Wooden Award midseason list, the only freshman in the nation in the elite group. UNC will need to watch out for Wake Forest's Derica Hamby this evening. Hamby leads the ACC in scoring with 21.1 points per contest and rebounding with 11.2 per game. The game will be broadcast right here on WCHL beginning at 7 o'clock and televised on the Regional Sports Network and online on ESPN3. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It is 6:25 at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Digital technology has made a lot of devices smart now. Smarter than we are, I'm afraid. Smartphones being the most obvious example. This winter's weather has already demonstrated the need for smarter, more sophisticated snowplows, as our CBS News colleague Don Daler explains.
Snowplows are typically dispatched according to the weather models, the forecast for where the trouble spots will be. But there are some new technology being tried out in some places that turns them into mobile weather labs using sensors to target the iciest roads.
When the roads are at their iciest, that's when plowing roads is diciest. As the challenge gets immense, snowplow sensors might make sense, as we'll hear after this. Identity theft is still the fastest growing crime in America, which is why I'm a LifeLock member. Let me tell you something I've learned. An identity thief generally needs three things to steal your identity: your name, social security number, and date of birth, and they are not hard to find. Security breaches, when businesses' computers are hacked and records are stolen, happen almost daily. Consider all the places that hold on to your personal and financial records: your bank, your family doctor, online stores. The list is endless, which is why it's so hard to protect yourself on your own. Identity theft is a global problem, and it can happen to you. I've protected myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too. Visit LifeLock.com for details and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Or call LifeLock and mention Osgood. Call 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Once again, here's Don Daler.
This winter, Michigan, along with Minnesota and Nevada, are rolling out a new weapon for tackling ice and snow-covered roads. Custom-designed sensors that measure road and weather conditions attached to hundreds of plow trucks.
Now, what do these sensors do?
Sensors gauge temperature and humidity, as well as road conditions, through the vehicle's diagnostics.
But that's not all, says Stephen Cook.
The other device is what's called a surface monitoring device that picks up ambient air temperature, it picks up humidity, it picks up dew point, it picks up surface temperature.
Cook is the project coordinator at the Michigan Department of Transportation.
Prior to this technology, we were somewhat in the dark. We had to kind of guess where we needed to be. We had to kind of guess what the forecast was going to lay out in front of us over the next 6, 12, or 24 hours.
When you guess, you can guess wrong. If the plow is wrong, you can not only raise it or lower it, you can blame it for not being smart enough. The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
How would you like to drive a brand new Subaru for $179 per month? That's a brand new 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i Premium for $179 per month. Wow! I'm Gerald Des Moines, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill, and I'm going to spend this first month in the new year redefining what makes us better than our competition. The Performance Promise, which is value, service, and people. Let's start with value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Lease the 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i Premium for $179 per month. We also have rates as low as 0% for up to 36 months or as low as 0.9% for up to 63 months. Service, I'm just not talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about the wow. People, they're the foundation of who we are. Visit our virtual showroom at performanceacura@chapelhill.com.
Stock number D3623, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. 3,000 total down includes 1,300 Subaru lease cash and excludes 549 admin fee, taxes, and tag fee. Based on MSRP of $21,585 and selling price of $21,005. Financing with approved credit on select models. Take delivery before 2/4/14.
PerformanceSubaru.com.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey-rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair Expressions. It's half off. Hair care services at the salon on West Rosemary Street. Get highlights, a shampoo, and style for only $25. Or a shampoo, cut, and style for only $20. And spend only $15 for a men's shampoo, cut, and style. Carol Spangler has been creating hairstyles for over 17 years and says she keeps caring until the client says it's right. It's half off from Hair Expressions. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast. And this look at the weather is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit and the brand new cornbread sandwiches, spicy chicken, and sweet southern pulled pork. Eat in or call ahead for takeout Dickies is in Durham next to New Hope Commons. Well, 18 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. It is cold. Yeah, no question. But the wind's not blowing, thank goodness. We do expect some strong winds later on in the day. Partly sunny today. High today about 35. Tonight, partly cloudy with clearing after midnight. Overnight low 11 and some strong winds. Wind chill values about zero. Tomorrow, sunny skies with highs in the upper 20s. Wind chill values as low as one below in the morning. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low down around 17. And then for again, at least it's going to warm up a little bit. Highs in the 40s on Saturday and Sunday. The Orange County schools on a two-hour delay today. Alamance Burlington schools, three-hour delay. Orange Charter schools, two-hour delay. Person County schools, two-hour delay. That's our special announcement segment this morning. We have all the details on our website at chapelboro.com if you'd like to go there and check
CBS
it out.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. Texas carries out a controversial execution, Kurt Lewis reports.
In 1994, Edgar Tamayo, a Mexican national, gunned down Houston police officer Guy Gaddis. He was given the death penalty, which was carried out last night when last-ditch appeals fell short.
Tamayo had no final statement. Witnesses to his execution were relatives of Officer Gaddis and representatives from the state of Texas.
From the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, Robert Hurst says Tamayo was pronounced dead at 9:32 Wednesday evening.
But death penalty opponent Dave Atwood says Tamayo was not told he could have contacted the Mexican consulate for legal advice after he was arrested. He warned,
how should we expect other countries to obey international law if the United States, if Texas won't obey international law?
The Mexican government wanted the execution stopped, but the governor's office says if you commit a crime in Texas, you are subject to its laws. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32, 18 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Rod Stutz. WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with Douglas Shackelford in the Wednesday afternoon news after he was recommended to the Board of Trustees as the next dean of UNC's Keenan Flagler Business School.
What are your thoughts just in general about being named dean?
Well, I'm very excited and greatly honored. It's a wonderful school. The university has been great to me, and to be asked to do this is a real highlight for me.
So your previous experience was running the MBA at UNC program. How are you planning to bring that experience into this new position?
Well, you know, that has been a grand experiment and very successful for us. And we've been using technology in ways that no other school's ever used it. And if you look at where higher education is going, and particularly business education, clearly technology is going to be part of that. So I think that's one of the skill sets I bring to the table is how might we use technology to enable us to teach and do research better than we have in the past. And so I hope I can contribute in that dimension.
I wonder if you could elaborate on that, because this is, it's always an interesting time, both in the economy and in higher education, but it seems particularly interesting at this particular stage, because the economy is changing. Of course, we're moving out of the recession, and at the same time, what we're seeing now is sort of a changing face of higher education in a lot of different ways. So what's the biggest challenge facing the business school in the years to come?
You know, I think that we face some of the same things all the rest of the campus faces. We're trying to figure out, as the world changes, what's the best way to provide a quality education for students. Tuition's rising. We've got budget pressures. We've also got a world that's rapidly changing. I oftentimes say to people it's very possible sometime in the next decade North Carolina is going to be the fifth or sixth most populated state in the country. And we need a great business school with a great business engine to employ those people and to give us leadership. So I think our trying to figure out what's the best way that we can help the people of North Carolina as well as the rest of this country and as well as the world, that's our mission.
I always look at the population. I see North Carolina creeping up on Michigan all the time. Do you see yourself making any significant changes to the way the business school has operated in the years heading up to now under the leadership of Jim Dean and most recently Jack Evans?
You know, I think that we have had great leadership for the last decade or so and are really on a good trajectory. I've been part of business school for the last 24 years, and I believe we're in stronger position and doing better things than we've ever done. I'm sure there's things that are going to come up as we're going along, and some of those things are just because we're in such a changing climate. But I hope to to lead a discussion within our community about, you know, where we can be in the future. But I don't have any dramatic changes because I think we've been on the right path for a long time. And I give great credit to the work that Jim did when he was our dean and now is heading the university as the provost, and the work that Jack Evans has done as an interim. He's been outstanding as well.
Speaking with Douglas Shackelford, the next dean of the Keenan Flagler Business School. And before I let you go, just one question sort of about the trajectory of the business school. Up until Jim Dean was appointed back in 2008, most of the people who had been hired to run the business school had been sort of outside hires, alumni who had gone on to success in the business world, but not faculty members. With Jim Dean and now with your appointment, it's sort of a turn to internal hires from within the faculty. Do you see that as a change in the direction of the business school, and does that give you an advantage?
You know, I think it's more a reflection of the growth and maturity and improvement of the school, to be honest. In years past, when I was here, I think that we had a fairly shallow pool of perhaps people who were aspired and had the leadership skills to lead the school. We had some, but not a great deal. I think you can look around now, and we've got a number of people who are more than capable of this position. And I think that reflects the fact that we're a stronger business school than we've ever been before.
Doug Shackelford, new dean of the Keenan Flagler Business School. Thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck.
Thank you.
That is Douglas Shackelford, next dean of the Keenan Flagler Business School. You hear the interview in full again by visiting our website at chapelboro.com. A new library location in rural recycling topped the agenda when the Orange County Commissioners meet tonight. The board will receive an update on the siting process to bring a southern branch library to Carrboro. Currently, county staffers are considering a location at Brewer Lane in the 300 East Main development. Tonight, the board will likely award a contract of up to $29,500 to hire a consulting firm to analyze library needs and run public input sessions through May. In addition, board members will consider a plan to levy a solid waste district tax to fund rural curbside recycling in the unincorporated areas of the county. If approved, the tax would cost property owners an additional 1.5 cents per $100 of valuation, regardless of whether they use the recycling pickup service. The board will also consider whether to move forward with plans to host an Orange County Fair in the spring of 2015. Staffers estimate it could cost up to $240,000 to get the event up and running, with the expectation it would pay for itself in years to come. County commissioners meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Department of Social Services in Hillsborough. The North Carolina chapter of the NAACP says Wake County prosecutors have dismissed criminal charges against more than 50 people arrested last year while protesting at the state legislature. NAACP President William Barber says lawyers representing protesters were told on Wednesday that charges are being dropped against those arrested at the Moral Monday protest on May 20th. Barber says the cases were dismissed after two protests tried on Tuesday were acquitted by District Court Judge Joy Hamilton. District Attorney Colin Willoughby did not know the total number of dismissals, but said his office plans to move forward with the remaining cases. More than 930 people were arrested last year at protest over conservative legislation enacted by the Republican-led General Assembly. Barber said 31 defendants have been acquitted so far, with 26 of them found guilty. It looks like U.S. Senator Kay Hagan will have at least one rival in this week, May's Democratic primary in North Carolina. First-time political candidate Will Stewart of Pender County said on Wednesday he plans to run against the first-term senator. The 31-year-old Stewart runs a computer repair and website building business and previously worked in carpentry. Stewart is challenging Hagan because he argues she supports the status quo in Washington and that the public is tired of politics as usual. Stewart says voters can relate to someone like him. Stewart's website lists campaign finance reform, stopping the Patriot Act's renewal in 2015, and the decriminalization or legalization of marijuana among his platform of issues. At least seven Republicans are seeking their party's nomination in May. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Wes Hare has today's commentary. He says that gun violence is a problem right here in this community as well. And that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Basketball, all coming up on WCHL. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join the wedding professionals of the Carolina Inn this Sunday for an elegant afternoon with the most creative and experienced wedding vendors in the area. Our luxury bridal showcase will allow you to sample cake from several bakeries, hold bouquets of flowers in your hands, listen to music, and see the most exquisite wedding gowns from top couture designers. All inspiration for your perfect day. Tickets are available at CarolinaInnBridalShowcase.com.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Metamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
We wager you'll have a great time helping anyone affected by cancer at Cornucopia's Weekend of Chocolate. Join your friends Saturday, February 15th for the Chocolate 5K on UNC's campus. Then feast your eyes on decadent desserts and one-of-a-kind auction items at a chocolate affair on Sunday, February 16th at the Chapel Hill Sheraton. It's about hope, support, promise, and all the chocolate you can eat. Call Cornucopia for more information at 401-9333. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Cornucopia.
Jones Angel.
I think you sound younger on FM, Ron. Do you think this is the case, too? I think you sound like a young man.
Oh, what a nice thing to say. What a great way to start the day. It is 641 at WCHL. We have 19 degrees in Chapel Hill.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. Trigger is a DVD developed by the National Presbyterian Church as a response to gun violence to mobilize a response to the annual 30,000 death rates in the U.S. of A. Recently, several local churches have seen this DVD, and most recently, the Presbyterian Church of Reconciliation. These numbers are a frightening phenomenon. These areas' residents are increasingly and regularly aware of the ongoing heartache and lasting effects in families and communities. Gabby Gifford, a former Arizona Congress member, was recently in the news as she reflected on the Tucson killings and her lasting and challenging slow recovery from a bullet in her head. Gabby and her husband Mark have now committed themselves to their organization, Americans for Responsible Solutions. Trigger shows the family loss and ongoing pain and especially focuses on the challenge of illegal guns. And here's the stories from survivors of killings at Virginia Tech in family, community, and society. Currently, there are 270 million guns in the U.S. If evenly distributed, that means we as a country are most dangerous to ourselves. What we face is a slow step-by-step process, as Ms. Gifford says, step-by-step on this 1,000-mile effort. Clearly, this is well beyond a Presbyterian issue. Contact the U.S., the PCUSA in Louisville, Kentucky for a copy, or also locally contact North Carolinians Against Gun Violence. www.ncgvorg. Let's be on this with hope. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. Coming up on 644 at WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Assistant Hubert Davis filled in for Roy Williams on his weekly radio show this Tuesday and attributed some of Carolina's struggles to the simple fact the Heels are having a tough time consistently putting the ball in the basket.
You know, teams have understood that the three best ways that we score is getting second chance opportunities, offensive rebounds. So they're doing a better job of boxing us out and limiting us to get second chance opportunities. They know that we really like to get out in transition. We've got a team that really runs and scores well in transition, so they're doing a better job of taking care of the basketball. And I think everybody's no secret that knows that the guy that we need to score well, not only to score but also to create, is Marcus Paige. And so every time he catches the ball, he's got two or three guys with him.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your trusted choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So how can Carolina more effectively get Marcus Paige back successfully involved in the offense?
We've got to do a better job of getting him open and getting him in spots where he can get open shots, and also putting guys in places where they can help him out and soften that load for him on the offensive end. Those are things that you can fix. Those are things that we will fix, and those are things that will be turned around.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
I love Hubert Davis's optimism. Marcus Paige, really, really good player. Tough little guy. 646 at WCHL. And coming up, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. The weather, about what you would expect. It's really cold this morning. And let me just tell you a few school announcements we have to pass along to you. We have all this on our website at chapelbro.com if you want to verify what I'm about to say, but only a few here. Orange County schools on a two-hour delay. That means that elementary schools will start at 9:55, middle schools at 10:20, and high schools at 10:45. Again, Orange County School System, a two-hour delay today. Alamance Burlington Schools, three-hour delay. Person County Schools, two-hour delay. Orange Charter School, two-hour delay. Once again, we have all of that on our website at chapelbro.com. And as I said, we have traffic and weather together coming up. We have Freddie Kiger's Trivia Quiz today, WCHL Celebrity Birthdays, and our hometown hero, all straight ahead.
Tar Heel fans, Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience for the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on February 12th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception at the Carolina Inn, photos on the court, and more. To register, simply sign up for or use the ExxonMobil Smart Card at any Cruisers location between now and February 4th. For information, contest rules, and to find the Cruisers location nearest you, visit cruisers.net.
Join us at Performance BMW in Chapel Hill for our annual BMW Nearly News Sale. We have 24 2013 BMW 328i's starting at $30,250, which is up to $9,000 off a new MSRP. And these BMWs have low, low, low miles, anywhere from 6,000 to 12,000 miles. Plus, to top it off, these BMWs all carry the BMW Certified Pre-Owned Protection Plan. We even have as low as 1.9% financing for up to 60 months available. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill, and I'm going to spend this first month in the new year redefining what makes us better than our competition, the Performance Promise, which is value, service, and people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your wow.
Stock number LB3491. As low as 1.9% financing available for up to 60 months with approved credit through BMW FS. 549 dock fee, tag fee, and taxes extra. Take delivery before 1/31/2013.
Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
648 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. And their service department is also open on Sundays. All right, time now to check in with Rand Northam.
looking all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning, all excited to be here.
That's all right, always.
How you doing?
I'm doing just dandy.
Good.
I'm glad to be inside. That's the most of what I can say.
No, that's what I told my wife last night. I said, on nights like this, it's just a time when I'm thankful that we have a house. And it's warm.
No kidding.
And we have a place to be and be comfortable.
That's right.
You know, because there are so many people who don't.
I'm also thankful for having a job that's inside.
Yeah.
But even more thankful for those who put up with the things outside.
Yeah.
Like, I was driving home yesterday, and they're doing all that utility work on MLK right now.
Wow.
Right near Umstead. And, I mean, they're, what, 50 feet, 100 feet up in the air?
Yeah.
And in, you know, freezing cold temperatures above the tree line where the wind is not protected as much. You know, it's just...
Yeah, I know.
Whew, thank you if you are one of those who do that, because
exactly.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you know, this we got a lot of things to be thankful for. So, at any rate, okay. There are some people who are lying in bed right now, all snuggled up, thinking, yeah, I know what you mean. Well, what's happening with traffic this morning?
Well, traffic moving smoothly to start things off this morning. NC-54 heading eastbound, seeing a minor delay between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Otherwise, things moving smoothly on I-40, the Durham Freeway, NC-54 elsewhere, 15501, Franklin Street, Estes Drive, and MLK. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Very well done, as usual.
Thank you very much.
Good start to the morning, and I'll talk to you again in just a little while.
We'll hope it keeps up.
Yeah, you're right. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Listen, nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Metamot Village in Chapel Hill. Well, it is 17 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today, high today in the middle 30s. It's going to be windy later on in the day. Tonight, partly cloudy and then clearing after midnight. Low temperature tonight, about 11 degrees. And because of the winds, wind chill values as low as zero. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the upper 20s. That's it. And then we'll start out really cold in the morning because of the winds. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low about 17. This weekend's going to get a little bit warmer on Saturday, partly sunny skies with the highs in the low 40s. Saturday night will be down to the low 20s. And then on Sunday, middle 40s. So a little bit warmer for the weekend, but right now it's just downright cold. It's 6:52 WCHL. Time for celebrity birthdays. Going to start with Jerry Lawson, a member of the Persuasions, great a cappella group, 70 years old today. Anita Pointer, one of the Pointer Sisters, 66. Actor Gil Gerard is 71. Actor Rutger Hauer is 70 years old today. Actor Richard Dean Anderson, 64. Let's see here. Former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa is 61 years old today. Princess Caroline of Monaco, 57. Singer Anita Baker, 56 today. Actress Mariska Hargitay is 50. Let's see here. Singer-actress Rachel Crowe, 16 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. That would include Reverend Thomas Nixon, who has a birthday today. Callie Anderson also celebrating a birthday. Gary Phillips has a big birthday today. Jerry Williams has a birthday today. And our birthday winner is Annetta Streeter. Congratulations, Annetta. You got a $10 gift certificate from the UPS Tours, Fortin Boulevard and Minamont coming your way soon. And they will always take care of you. They love taking care of their customers. Happy birthday one more time to Annetta Streeter from all of us here at WCHL. All right, WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, broadcasting live, streaming all over the world.
Yeah, hope I didn't get you upset yesterday.
Chapelbrew.com.
No, you didn't get me upset. That just bothers me.
Talking about the NBA and what it's done to college basketball.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good assessment.
And I'm sure I'm probably oversimplifying much of it. There's
sure.
probably a lot more factors involved that I'm not aware of, but that's just my gut feel.
Yeah.
But enough of that. Speaking of basketball, the Lady Heels are in Winston-Salem at Joel Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they'll have better success against
the men had.
Lady Demon Deacons at Joel Coliseum.
Yeah.
But they're going to be there, and good luck.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yo, Deeks.
Dun, 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 dun. Golly, Pete, they love beating us. They love beating
us. Oh, yeah, yeah, they do.
So disappoint them, ladies.
And we would do the same thing if we were in their spot.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's not the case where we enjoy any victory.
Yeah.
But the Wake Forest folks enjoy immensely a victory over the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Yeah, they do.
Yep. Hey, today, we're doing composers.
Okay.
Composers.
Okay.
Be with us for interlude.
With Don Grady.
Today we're playing Tchaikovsky.
Shostakovich.
Yes.
Beethoven's fifth.
Beethoven had a fifth.
He composed better that way.
Yeah.
And after he died, he began decomposing.
Oh. Yeah.
Did I mess up your question?
No.
I'm sorry.
No, yeah. How am I going to do... Which composer decomposed the fastest?
I don't know.
Name the man, the composer, who wrote Billy the Kid, Hoedown, and Rodeo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got
now, those
that.
Are names that, you know, you don't, you know, you expect me to do the Rite of Spring or some, you know... Fifth Symphony or Third Symphony or the Second Overture in E-flat minor or whatever.
Yeah, all that intellectual stuff.
Since this composer wrote Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
Hoedown. Mm-hmm. Rodeo. And in fact, that was his signature, and that's what made him so beloved and endeared to many because of he took classical music and...
Made it fun.
Made it fun and...
Really?
And brought it to the roots of Americana.
Yeah. This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jan Sedor is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. And Jan, we have a nomination from Sharon Andrews. You do some wonderful volunteer work at the Seymour Center in Chapel Hill. What do you do over there?
I sit at the front desk, and I just enjoy everybody. I mean, it's like the best opportunity because I get to talk to people on the phone, and then I get to talk about everybody who walks in the door. I get to give tours of the beautiful center, and it's just the best thing. It's not a job. It's like total fun. So
I know that that's not the only place you volunteer. Tell me about some of your other work in the community that you're proud of.
Well, I do a lot of stuff over at St. Thomas More. It's like it's kind of my faith community, so I do the funeral receptions. I coordinate those, and I sit at the front desk there, too. I seem to like to answer the phone and greet people. That's kind of what I do. And then on Sundays, that's what I do, too, at Mass. There's a special place where we stand and welcome people and answer any questions that we have to answer. And I think the only thing I'm good at is saying, hi, how are you, and welcome. So.
It must be your outstanding verbal skills.
That must be it. Those three words I can say really well.
I know that you also contribute in other ways around the community. Tell me about some of your other volunteer work.
Actually, I was at the IFC. I sat at the front desk, you know, for quite a few years. I'm not over there anymore, but it was like, that was like a really wonderful thing for me to do. And I think that one of the really important things that I do is I cheer for my Tar Heels on almost every sport that there is.
Well, we need all the cheering we can get this basketball season.
Oh, I know. And I'm trying. I'm trying my best. I really am. And it's not over yet. We're still got a ways to go. So.
Jan, I can tell that you just love doing this volunteer work and helping other people.
I do.
Why do you get such a kick out of that?
This is the funny thing. I mean, you get much more than you ever would ever give. I mean, you think people say, oh, thank you, and you do this, and you're the church lady, and you're the this, and everything that I do, I just meet wonderful people, and they just, like, nourish me and keep me going. So it's not what I give. It's kind of I get much more than I could ever give.
Well, we're glad that you do, and you make our community a better place in which to live.
Well, thank you for saying that, Ron. You're one of my stars, you know.
Well, thank you. Jan Sedor is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Dr. Pat Gutierrez, who called in with the answer to the trivia question this morning. The American composer Freddie Krueger was talking about is Aaron Copland.
Even I knew that. Congratulations, Dr. Gutierrez. And he gets Swap Trivia Prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair Expressions. It's half off. Hair care services at the salon on West Rosemary Street. Get highlights, a shampoo and style for only $25, or a shampoo, cut and style for only $20. And spend only $15 for a men's shampoo, cut and style. Carol Spangler has been creating hairstyles for over 17 years and says she keeps caring until the client says it's right. It's half off from Hair Expressions. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's cold weather this morning. It is 18 degrees. Look for a high today in the middle 30s. At least we're going to rise above freezing. Partly sunny skies all day. Windy later on in the day. Tonight, it's going to get really cold with low down to 11. And because of the wind chill, it's going to feel like it's zero tonight.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce plus.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. They can handle winter in the Windy City, but
it's just very, very cold.
In Chicago, WBBM's Jim Bennis said coming to work today with wind chills at around 20 below.
I had a parka, a hoodie, gloves, boots, a scarf around my face.
With wind chills at 25 below zero in Siren, Wisconsin, warming centers are being opened in the state. Emergency Management's Lori Gettner.
This is very dangerous conditions, and we want to make sure that people have a place to go to stay warm. We don't want to have any deaths. Unfortunately, last week we had three people that died during a cold spell.